Now, back to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Here's Dave Benton.
All right.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. You can become a fan of the show on Facebook at 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff. Scott's always got solid audio, and you can also see what guests we're going to have each week. And then you can also follow us on Twitter, WILS Weekend Kick. Might as well follow us along with Charlie Sheen. Why not? Maybe we'll have some entertaining stuff like Charlie Sheen. Doubt it, but winner. Winning. Winning, right? That's the quote, winning?
Either or. Winner. Tiger blood.
Winner. Unbelievable. God, what a PR nightmare he is. We'll speak to Rod Beard from the Detroit News, covers Michigan basketball at 10 o'clock. Then also Joe Rexrode from the Lansing State Journal at 10:30 to get the Michigan State side of things. But Scott, you've been breaking stuff down over there as far as the Big Ten Conference Championship goes, the tournament. Give me a little breakdown of what's happening there. Let's see what Michigan and Michigan State have ahead of them.
Okay, so right now, as it stands, everybody's got one game left except for Northwestern. So I went through, and just like we did a few weeks ago, tried to predict the end of things, and we didn't do a great job. I blame the Big Ten teams more than us.
You made most of those predictions.
I know.
I stay out of the predictions.
I have it here. I won't bore everybody with that, but I probably wasn't too far off. But these teams, Minnesota tanked. That was the main thing that
absolutely
hurt. And so really, we're going through and projecting, and it doesn't matter the winner between Ohio State and Wisconsin too much. I think I
still
put
1, 2, 3 Ohio State, Purdue, Wisconsin.
Exactly. Okay. And then 4 will be Michigan State with a win over Michigan projected. 5 Illinois, 6 Michigan, 7 Penn State. Then Minnesota, Northwestern, 8 and 9. It doesn't matter since they play each other in the tournament. Iowa, Indiana. Now, so really the most important thing with this is the seeding in the Big Ten tournament.
Yes.
Because when in talking about Twitter, what I told you during the break, I follow Jerry Palm, our guest from last week from collegerpi.com. He's constantly fielding questions about, well, what does my team need to do? What if they win 2 games in the tournament? And what did he tell us last week? He said, it depends on who it is. So this is basically kind of outlines who it will be. So I'm projecting that Michigan will be playing Indiana for their first game in the tournament. That win won't help them very much besides being another win.
Who would they play if they win that game?
They would go on to face Wisconsin.
Okay. So if Michigan, okay, let's put this out there. If Michigan loses to Michigan State, which is what we're projecting.
Yes.
And then they were to beat Wisconsin, do you think that's good enough to get them in the tournament?
Yes. Definitely. And that would give them 2 more wins on the season.
But they'd be below 500 in the Big Ten going into the Big Ten tournament.
They would be 8 and 10 going in. Finish 10 and 10 technically.
I think it would be very close. Now, what about on the Michigan State side? Who would they play?
Michigan State would play Illinois in the second round. The 4 and 5 get a bye to play each other. Winner of that goes on to face the number 1 seed, Ohio State.
I think at that point you're talking seeding more than anything. Maybe the Michigan State-Illinois loser goes to the 12 seed game.
I don't know. I mean, Illinois has been falling pretty rapidly. They need, because they play Indiana.
I was about to say, if they finish 500 in the Big Ten, I think they get in regardless of what. But you're talking seeding. And also, the thing you have to keep in mind is you don't know what's going to happen in other conferences. What if Colorado makes a run? What if Nebraska gets some big wins down the stretch? There are some teams. What if Marquette gets a couple more big wins and ends up getting into the tournament? There are some teams that can knock Michigan State and Illinois off the bubble at this point.
And that's something, it goes back to what we talked about an hour ago of these tournaments where they don't matter, we don't know too much about it. Because, and then you look at the smaller level ones, the mid-major tournaments, if you have an upset there, normally that's your bubble buster. If there's somebody who wins who you don't expect.
Yep.
But there's not any other at-large teams from these conferences this year.
Yeah, for the most part. Okay, for the most part, Michigan State and Illinois, I can't see a scenario that if they play each other, if Michigan State beats Michigan and then they play Illinois, unless one team absolutely creams the other, I'm not sure I see a scenario right now where one of them doesn't get into the tournament.
You'd have to have like DePaul win the Big East tournament and, like you said, like Iowa State win.
And that's what we're talking about, is that the depth of the big dance, because you have 68, okay? All those bubble teams, okay? You now have eliminated three spots from conference champions who would take spots away from people. So, for example, let's say Utah State, okay, ends up not winning the WAC, okay, and somebody else does. So then they end up having to play, they end up having to get an at-large bid. Most years, that would be a big deal. This year, if something like that happens, unless it happens in like four conferences, I don't think it's a big deal to Michigan State.
And there's only a couple of conferences where having an upset, like say New Mexico, they just beat BYU. Say they win that tournament, you've got to figure BYU-San Diego State are automatic, so that does take one more spot. And New Mexico's not that far off from the tournament as it is.
Right, but that's what I'm saying is you need to have that happen in four different
exactly.
conference tournaments for there to be an issue with bubble teams right now getting knocked out of the tournament. And that's where we talk about these conference tournaments aren't as exciting as they used to be because really, it doesn't matter a whole bunch. I mean, if you look at a team, okay, a team like Arizona, doesn't matter what happens. Team like Washington, doesn't really matter what happens in the tournament, okay? Teams in the SEC, for the most part, we know who's getting in from the SEC. We know who's not getting in. Maybe the only team that benefits is maybe a Tennessee. If Tennessee has a deep run, maybe they can do something.
Georgia and Alabama are the only
I think Alabama is probably out at this point. I think that they've kind of screwed themselves. Losing big against Florida was a really bad loss for them. Maybe there's one or two teams in the Big 12 that can make a run that can benefit them. But for the most part, especially in the Big Ten, I don't see any scenario other than Michigan beating Wisconsin that really makes a difference on whether a team gets in or out of the tournament. Do you?
No, it'd have to be going all the way and winning, getting the automatic bid. And that's what it all ties back to the regular season doesn't really matter because in most of these conferences, there's one team that's going to make it in the smaller ones. The bigger ones, really, I mean, even looking at the Big 12, who would be the one team that's kind of on the bubble that could benefit? Nebraska?
Would
they be the team there?
I think Nebraska's kind of on the right side of the bubble on that right now, aren't they? No, I guess they're last four out, so I guess not. But, yeah, Nebraska getting a big win could help.
Maybe Virginia Tech from the ACC, Florida State?
Yeah, well, I think Florida State's in. I think Florida State's fine. But, yeah, Vatek, Malcolm Delaney and Vatek could definitely use a win of some sort or one or two. But if we're talking strictly Big Ten, I don't think there's any way. I mean, yes, Michigan State can help themselves. Beating Illinois would absolutely firmly put them in. But if Michigan State beats Michigan, I think Michigan State is in the tournament regardless of what they do in the Big Ten tournament.
Well, let's look at it this way. We have three locks. It's been this way for months now. Ohio State, Purdue, Wisconsin. They are in. Michigan State, I mean, it's questionable, but they're pretty much in.
I think of those three teams that we're talking about on the bubble, which is Michigan, Illinois, Michigan State, I would say Michigan State probably has the best case right now to get in.
Right.
Because of how they've played down the stretch outside of that Purdue game.
Outside of that ugly 19-point
loss.
They're
forwarding in while Illinois is backing in, so to speak. And
yes.
Michigan, I think if... See, Joe Lunardi kind of played a game... I don't want to say a game, but he kind of played it safe here because he puts Michigan in the last four in here. Okay, his latest bracketology, he's got Michigan the last four in. Now, if they beat Michigan State, they're in the tournament. If they lose, he can just knock them out of it, and it's all good. It's a one-and-done, basically, for Michigan. They beat State, I think they get in. If they lose to State, I don't think they get in. That's the bottom line. I think even if they beat Wisconsin, I think they're going to have a lot of trouble getting into the tournament because they're below 500 in the Big Ten.
I think they need so many teams for the dance. If you make a run in the tournament, I think the end of your season, and I think the postseason tournament matters a lot for what you're doing right now. And beating Wisconsin, who will be a top 10 team at that point, or right on the verge. I think they're, number 10 right now?
Somewhere in there.
If they do beat Wisconsin, I think that shows a lot more than being 8-10. I mean, you can make it in without a 500.
But here's
record.
What you have to think about when you make arguments like that, okay? We have to think about what the tournament committee's thinking. And I know we talk about all the time about close losses don't count, blah, blah, blah. Well, to the tournament committee, they do. Okay, it doesn't count to the RPI, but the tournament committee cares about those kind of things. Just like the tournament committee, a lot of times, they make a judgment about whether you should get in or not just on your conference record. If you're below 500, you're not getting in. And so I know we talk about these scenarios, and I know we talk about, oh, well, they'd have a top 10 win right at the end of the season. You know, how do you deny it? Well, the truth is that the tournament committee a lot of times puts people into brackets and they say, sorry, you're 8-10. I don't care what you did down the stretch. You're 8-10 and you got three quality wins and that's it.
I look at it as I want to have a team in there that has the chance to knock off a top team like that.
But I don't think they consider Michigan that. So that's just the bottom line. When we come back, Rod Beard, Detroit Free Press.